of the hour. It's Monday, April 1st, to Doug Steffen's Good Day program. How are we doing? April Fools.
Getting your leg pulled today?
Am I?
I just burned my thumb on a microwave meal.
Good
what?
For you, Richie.
Really?
Congratulations.
Yeah. Hungry for a Hot Pocket?
Really?
You think you really did, or are you just saying that?
No, I did.
I don't know whether to believe anything you tell us today. George Clinton played a great April Fool's joke on readers of Sports Illustrated on this day in 1985.
Liar.
You know,
that's what I'm just going to say to you all day long. Liar.
I understand. That's a horrible word. Anyway, George Clinton introduced the entire nation to Sid Finch, a 28-year-old aspiring monk who could throw 168-mile-an-hour baseball.
I remember this.
Finch was said to be a free agent pitcher in the New York Mets spring training camp. He'd learned the art of the pitch while playing the French horn in his spare time. Clinton later admitted that Finch was a figment of a most active imagination. And that person did not exist and still doesn't, by the way. So we're coming up with some of the... I would wonder at Facebook and Twitter... Whether there was anything going on. I'm a little distracted because Charlotte, my bulldog, every once in a while has a little epileptic seizure, and when that happens, she just falls down. She breathes heavily, and she doesn't stand up straight. And in this circumstance, she just sat down and sort of just plopped down.
Oh, you have that effect on all women.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Is she sitting or laying down on her side?
Well, she's gotten up. She's come over to my side here a little bit. She's sort of getting around. She's a little bit better than she was. But she's still... What happens is she just gets scared. And when it happens, she just stops... She, like, will stop breathing. And it's been like she's had these for 8 years. And she hadn't had one for quite a while. And it's very interesting. You know, when I told the story on the air the last time, I think I talked about this, which was well over a year ago, one of our wonderful listeners told me about an all-natural sort of mix of herbs that you could get from pets naturally. And so I ordered it, and it has affected her wonderfully. I just haven't given it to her lately because she hadn't shown any signs of it. But it's a wonderful just blend of herbs and vitamins and minerals and stuff. When people have epilepsy, dogs is the same. There's something that doesn't quite join up in their brain somehow or other. And I've never really understood.
Boy, she hanging out with the right person.
Epilepsy works. Well, at any rate. But that fellow who was listening, I think I said thank you after the fact, but I thank you again because it's helped a great deal. One of the great ideas for you, we've come up with some funny, crazy, non-mean pranks. Buy a few pair of underwear that are exactly like what your child wears, but two sizes smaller. No. Put them in the underwear drawer where your child is sure to grab one. And you can do the same thing with socks, that kind of stuff. That's kind of cute, and nobody gets hurt that way, right?
Yeah.
Make a glass of orange juice using lemon Jell-O. When your child tries to drink the juice, it'll look like normal orange juice, but it won't move out of a glass.
That's funny.
That is kind of funny. What, Kenny? Kenny, you got an idea, or you had something else?
No, I saw a post that went by, and then you know how Facebook refreshes. I can't find it again.
Right.
But I think the woman's name was Stacy, who said that it's April Fool's Day. It's her most favorite holiday.
Really?
Why? I just can't imagine.
You know, with Jennifer
I was going to put golf balls in my son's bed under his sheets. Mm-hmm. I forgot.
Nice conversation.
Golf balls.
Yeah.
Well, with Jennifer not being here anymore, I was going to do the TV report, and earlier I forgot to, so I probably should do that at some point during the hour. Other things going on. Lindsay Lohan up to her old tricks again on the set of Anger Management last week. Remember last week she went on with Charlie Sheen to do a couple of days filming a guest spot? When she left, she stole all the jewelry that they gave her and her entire wardrobe. Everything.
A shock.
What do they expect? And what
she does
is there?
Everywhere. Every
you
job
she stole
that she...
It? She just thinks that she like deserves it, that this is her pay.
This is
job
part of the, with the Elizabeth What's-Her-Face movie. She stole the necklace.
Yeah, right. And then she went straight to Brazil to appear for, the Lollapalooza Brazil opening. It's a nightclub down there. She was paid $100,000 to show up, and she sat under the table for the whole night.
Under the table? They said she had to sit above the table.
Yeah, they didn't pay her for sitting under the table.
Right.
So she sat below the table because she was supposedly afraid. Unbelievable.
Okay.
Jennifer Lopez in the news today. She lost a high-profile gig, according to the New York Post this morning, Roberta. When she goes to a job, she demands, if she's being, for example, taken, she was invited to go to the Premier League cricket tournament in India. They were going to pay her $1 million, and her manager lists the things that she has to have.
Uh-huh.
One, private plane. Two, at least four hotel rooms for her entourage.
Okay, that's not bad.
Three.
Just four?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't seem unreasonable.
Right. Now, she had to have a chef who's going to provide just exactly what she wanted. Last year, apparently, this is like the Super Bowl game here. Draws 56 million viewers.
Wow.
Cricket's big in India. The same as football is here.
Yeah, it's huge.
Right. So she was going to go over and be the entertainment. Between all of the things that she demanded, they just said, forget it. We're not going to do all that stuff for you. So one wonders.
None of that stuff seems unreasonable.
What?
Four hotel rooms.
Four hotel rooms and a private plane?
That's
what, do you want her to fly coach?
No, but she could go in first class.
Most people fly on a private plane.
If they buy it themselves.
Yeah, let me tell you something. If I'm going to India, I want a personal chef, too, because I'm not eating whatever that stuff is.
Absolutely.
You don't think that she was out of the line?
No.
Huh. That's interesting. Justin Bieber apparently is going to be charged by the L.A. County District Attorney. Because he, quote, shows a pattern of disregard for the law, including continuing speeding tickets, continuing fights, and all kinds of threats. He's making a lot of threats against the paparazzi. So they think that he needs a little anger management help himself. Here's a kid.
How do you throw somebody in jail for that?
Well, I don't know that you throw him in jail.
He hasn't done anything that they can charge him with. How do you throw him in jail?
What happens more, and this is the Lindsay Lohan thing all over again, these people are out of control. They have no self-control. They become so impressed with their own self-importance.
Not the police's job.
And that's, I'm not saying that it is, but if he's speeding all the time, getting speeding tickets, that's their job. If he keeps getting into fights, that's their job, isn't it? I told you a long time ago, this guy's a little worm. So just to compare and contrast Lohan, J-Lo, and Bieber, here's a story about Jennifer Lawrence, who seems to be what every boy next door would love to have. She said in an interview that was published in Fabulous magazine, quote, "I will not let success go to my head." She credits her family with keeping her grounded. "I just constantly feel so lucky. I am so overwhelmed with my success. I don't really have the time to feel anything other than thanks. I was raised to have a value for money, to have respect for money and people. I'm making a lot of it." She said, "The mini bars in my hotels, I will not pay $6 for a Snickers bar."
Good for you.
Huh? She says, "I had a very strong upbringing. My family is not the kind of family that would ever let me turn into a blank hole or anything like that, and I'm fortunate to have them." So that's probably what some of these other people need, isn't it? When you get right down to
it. Well, apparently part of the Biebster's problem is that his mom and manager have stopped touring with him.
Oh, really?
But I don't know why. It's because, you know, okay, he's 19 now. He's able to take care of himself. But apparently without that parental or management involvement, he just does all kinds of silly, stupid things. Yeah.
Right.
There's a pending lawsuit against him because he has apparently been yelling and spitting on his neighbor.
Yeah. You're talking about Bieber.
Yeah, and his neighbor don't get along well at all.
All right, so here's another one. We have three of these stories. Four of these stories today. Gwyneth Paltrow, another one. She has to have the following in order to... she's decided that this is what she needs for her first spring gig. A $5,000 Valentino Python bag, a $900 pair of ankle boots, $850 pair of Wang leather shorts, $795 iPad case, a $675 T-shirt. The total cost for her, let's see here, her favorite things, as many of them as she can get from the various jobs, $458,003.
That's a nice outfit.
Yeah. Nice.
Right. So that's why people...
Let's go around the room real quick. Hold on one second. Let's go around the room real quick. What is the total value of everything you're wearing right now? Doug, you're probably sitting there in boxes in a row, so it's probably about, what, $12?
I have a pair of flannel boxes on that I've had for, I don't know, probably 20 years. Don't know what they cost. I know
how sexy.
Yeah. I have a bamboo robe on that Edgar,
so cheap.
And I don't know how much they paid for it.
Bamboo robe, not cheap.
Too sexy for my robe.
What do you say?
Too sexy for my robe.
Hi, Kenny, what are you wearing?
What are you wearing and how much does it cost?
I've got a knit shirt on that I think was $12.95.
Mm-hmm.
A pair of shorts that I actually bought this weekend at Target for $9.99.
Really?
And a $24 pair of tennis shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So what is that? $50?
$50. Richie? Richie's probably the most expensively
because
dressed
I have
person.
To get dressed to come into work. You all are at home.
Yeah.
I have about a $50 sweater on that I got from Men's Warehouse. I have a pair of Gap jeans on. Those are $50, usually $40.
Right.
I have a pair of Asics tennis shoes on because I'm going to the baseball game today.
Mm-hmm.
My boxers probably cost a good $15. And a T-shirt. That's it. I'm probably $150.
You'd be Richie.
Out the door.
Yeah.
Roberta?
Let's see, I got a pair of cashmere socks that I actually paid $1.99 for at Conway. I have a thermal black nightgown on that I think I got at a thrift store for probably around $2-3. And knitted, like, robe, but it's really like a long sweater. Well, this had to be no more than $3-4 at a thrift store. And my underwear, which was 99 cents at Conway. So under $10.
Ken, this is our Facebook update. What are you wearing and how much did it cost?
Right. That's it. At facebook.com/Good Day Show or on Twitter @Good Day Show. Doug's Good Day with Roberta and Rich and Ken at 20 minutes after the hour.
If you locked in a
home, or you're singing, it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again.
Carry on.
HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with #LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
That's the sound of Celsin Science wiping out dandruff. Introducing Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Feel it get to the root of dandruff and gently whisk scalp irritation away with soothing vitamins B5, E, and essential oils. Now when you style your hair, it feels oh so good to the touch. New Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Science for your scalp. Use as directed.
Says I am the greatest there has ever been.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Story, a rare signed copy of Sgt. Pepper was auctioned off over the weekend, $290,500 at auction.
Shattering.
Yeah.
But explain why it sold for that high price.
Well, it was signed by all of the Beatles. It was actually sold by somebody from the Midwest, but didn't want anybody to know who it was. The album was sold at Heritage Auctions in Dallas, and they had thought it would bring $30,000.
Wow.
$290,500. They signed the cover of this in June of 1967 when it was released. The previous record, by the way, for a signed Beatles album was $150,000 for the cover. It was a copy of Meet the Beatles.
I bet this guy's sorry he put it up for auction.
What, $290,000? Can you imagine?
No, but because you keep it another 10 years, my gosh, it's going to be worth $1 million.
It's amazing. And Beatles memorabilia, it's like Elvis memorabilia, any of the memorabilia.
Oh, yeah.
Connected
yeah,
this album especially is
famous like this.
Unbelievable value to it.
Yeah, right. Yep. So it's a signed copy of Sgt. Pepper.
What a great album.
What a great, great, great.
This is the album that drove Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys crazy. Brian Wilson heard this album and he was just like, this is a masterpiece.
Yeah.
And I need to best this. So he basically locked himself in his bedroom for, I don't know what, Kenny, two, three years and wrote Pet Sounds. And just got all addicted to drugs and got crazy. And it drove him absolutely nuts. But then he came out with Pet Sounds for the Beach Boys, and it also is a genius album.
Yeah. That's a genius. 25 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Amanda Peet is around a lot now. Have you noticed? If you're watching television.
Is she on, what's the lawyer show?
She was on last night.
That's her, right?
Yeah, that's her.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was on with, it's called The Good Wife.
The Good Wife, yeah.
And she played the new love interest in the life
that was her.
Of Juliana Margolis's character's boyfriend. She's still married. Her husband is Chris Noth, but this guy is the partner, Will, in the law firm, and she was jealous. You could tell that. Anyway, she's going to star in a new HBO comedy called Togetherness. It's a half-hour show that will center on two couples living under the same roof who struggle to keep their relationships alive while pursuing their individual dreams. The two couples had been coupled with each other before. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So there was the husband had dated the wife of the other husband who had dated the other wife.
Got gotcha. It?
Got it?
Gotcha.
Got it. All right, Nathan's in Lake Havasu. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just want to comment on Jennifer's appearance. She left. The show's not going to be the same.
Okay. What do you want me to say?
I just, I would like to see Jennifer back. If you guys can maybe give her another chance.
We absolutely would like to see her back.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. She's a good part of the show with you guys, too. It makes my day every morning to hear you
guys. As sweet as she sounds, she may be doing this as a negotiating ploy. You know?
She wouldn't do that. She's done.
Huh?
She wouldn't do that.
Listen, I've seen stranger things
happen. I would just like to see her back.
She found a better job. It's life.
There's going to be a better job.
Things
what do you
going?
Mean, a better job? There's no such thing as a better job.
She's deal with you.
This is the best. Why do you always play as if I'm this ogre? How come Roberta's been around as long as she has?
Roberta doesn't take you seriously.
I feel sorry for you.
Oh, thank you. There we go.
It's strictly out of pity that I'm here.
I see. All right. Thanks very much. That's very sweet. Thank you. All right, Nathan. HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Tag photos with Love Home on Instagram and Twitter.
If you're lost in a
home, or you're singing, it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again. HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-423-9400.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-423-9400. That's 1-800-423-9400.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-423-9400. That's 1-800.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Doug's Good Day program. Focus on baseball in this half hour, plus more April Fool's material, and the results of that wonderful, famous trip, that now famous trip to the border. Remember when John McCain and Chuck Schumer were there last week? Well, have the results
of that.
The woman
climbed over the fence?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Very impressive. Very impressive. So, there's a story that I must pass along about somebody that I met, a man, older man, who was in the he's a guy who's got leukemia, 88 years old. He has to have 12 pints of blood drawn every time he goes to the doctor and gets the medication to prolong his life. But they have to take out 8 pints of blood and wash it, in essence. And you know, you go to the doctor and you encounter things like that. And you think about your own reality. Roberta's thankfully in good health. Richie thankfully is in good health. Kenny's in good health. I'm in good health. So hopefully you are. But if you've ever been around anyone, there are two ways. And maybe this is, April 1st represents so much. It's new. It's spring. It's baseball. It's just, there's something about what's in the air. So we sort of get a fresh take on life. And this man may give you the ability to have a fresh take on your life. 88 years old, he talks openly about his disease. It is terminal. He complained that it was difficult to walk very far without getting winded, but he said, I can still drive. He said, unfortunately, we don't get to choose what makes us sick. He seemed very much at peace with what will happen. He said, I've had a great life. I've lived every moment. So whether I live for another 5 days, 5 weeks, or 5 months, I know that I have done what I wanted to do and lived the life that I thought would make my parents proud. I thought that was pretty interesting. And when I thought about it, I thought about Dr. Seuss, who wrote, don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened.
No.
Are you going to cry now?
It's a great way of looking at things.
Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, we are so focused on the negative often, and we get stuck in it. You have, all of you in your life have got things that you've lost. And all of you in your life have got things that you've gained. Do you have more losses or more gains? If you got more gains, you ought to be a happy camper.
Yep.
You really should. Think about the small losses that you've had in your life, and then the large ones as you think about your experiences in your life. And if you are a smart cookie, like I'm betting this guy is, he figures every time something happens that draws away from him, he replaces it with something that will gain a balance or perhaps an uptick on the ledger on the other side.
So I would ask you to be thinking about that today. Dr. Seuss, this ought to be something we post at Facebook, Kenny, or post it wherever we can post it. Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened.
I think it's cool.
Good.
Yep.
Good. I like that.
People Meanwhile, look at death the wrong way.
What's that?
People look at death the wrong way.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't do... It's all... The people look at it because it's their loss, right. Not the loss of the person that's gone.
Exactly.
Remember how upset I was when Andrew was gone? In peace. Right. But that, he's not bothering
me. Like with my dad. My dad. Yeah. He's fine.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah. You know, yesterday when I was at... we did go to church yesterday.
Wow.
And, you know, listening to the Easter liturgy, it just struck me at... You know, all these liturgies and these traditions were set, you know, many, 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 many years ago.
Right.
And it just struck me at how fearful people must have been of death at that time. Because of the way they talk about death and the way they talk about just redemption and the whole language behind it just really, for the first time, really struck me. That, you know, how people must have thought thousands of years ago, how they must have viewed death and how they must have viewed illness and how they must have viewed Christ. And it just, I don't know, for some reason, it really, now that you're discussing about death, really struck me that we seem to be far more enlightened today or acceptance today about death when thousands of years ago, death was more commonplace than it is today. And yet people feared it. It just from the language, they had to have feared it.
Yeah. Well, you don't know what's next, and that's, you know, that's kind of what it is. But something to remember. Don't cry because it's over. Smile because
exactly.
It happened.
Very don't cry about what you don't know. Rejoice in what you do know.
Who wrote Don't Cry Over Spilt Milk?
Don't Cry For Me, Argentina?
That was Madonna.
Oh. No, it wasn't. All right, so today, first day of baseball.
Yep.
And the weather is awful.
What I thought yesterday
about?
Was the first day of baseball.
Well, last night. The eastern two-thirds of the country, more winter weather moving in, cold front, temperatures dropping 20 degrees below normal in some places. Can you imagine playing baseball?
Level seats for the Nationals game, and it'll be 60 degrees and sunny.
Yeah, that'd be nice. You're going to see that this afternoon, right?
I am. 1 o'clock.
National Weather Service says it'll feel like winter for much of the country this week, the first week of the baseball season. As it happens, it's been beautiful here in New England. Temperature over the weekend in the 50s, near 60 degrees, just great. And then it's supposed to cool down a little bit tomorrow. I'm going to fly to Florida tomorrow. And it's been very, by the way, very temperate in Florida this winter.
When are you
going to
come see me?
Maybe Friday afternoon.
Okay.
Depends on where we are and the Meredith. I'm going to take you over to see the space stations. You've never been there before. And maybe we'll have a leisurely drive back up from Florida. And I'll just do the radio program and then we'll go, you know, see. She said, what do you mean? I want to go home. Well, I thought we'd have a nice 3-day ride up the coast and we could go to... No, I said, and it started, Richie, by me saying, maybe on Thursday, is it Thursday? Yeah, Thursday night, if we get in to Washington early enough, we'll take Richie and his wife to dinner. And she says to me, I want to go home.
What do I want to meet with those bums for?
That's just so funny.
I want to get back to your cows.
She said, I still haven't figured out whether she's serious or not. Because she didn't go back to it. Maybe she just decided not to have the conversation because she didn't want to hurt my feelings. But her first reaction when I said to her, she said, how long is it going to take us to get home? Because with her, I've gotten this. She just soon drives straight through.
Yeah.
Oh, she'd get in the car, and that's why she thought I was coming down so we could drive straight through. And I said, no, let's have some fun. Let's have a couple days of doing this. Wouldn't you like to go to the Space Center? I want to go home. That's pretty funny, actually.
Hmm.
All right, so here's the, I'm looking around at the various weather. Strong, cold front will be going across. I think last year, wasn't it pretty horrible? There was some talk about not having the baseball season start until later because the weather had been so bad at the beginning of April can be a lousy month.
Yeah,
weather-wise.
It's tough. It's been tough so far here in Washington, but it's finally starting to warm up here.
Yep. All right, so here's the story. Last week, we all remember talking about and seeing the pictures of Senator McCain with his mouth open and Chuck Schumer on the border in Arizona. So yesterday, Schumer... who is a member of the gang of eight senators working on the legislation to clean up immigration, told Meet the Press that an agreement between business and labor has been met, which means every major policy issue has been resolved. Negotiators need to review and agree on the language in the bill, but Schumer said he's optimistic that a deal will be finalized by next week. The other Arizona Republican senator, a guy named Jeff Flake, said, yep, they're all part of this with the McCain. Senator Rubio said that the talk of a deal is premature, yada, yada, yada. Wasn't Rubio on with the... Rubio's one of those.
He is. He just says, let's not go so fast here. I mean, there's a lot of details that we need to cover.
Well,
so
you know, that's the way they are.
Let's take our time.
They just want to push and push and say at the end of the day, well, look at this. We fixed it.
Right. Exactly. And Rubio is kind of standing back and saying, hold on, fellas. You know, we're moving in the right direction, but there's a whole lot of things we need to talk about and a whole lot of details here, so let's not jump the rope yet.
All right. The news media is usually doing its usual horrible job of scaring everybody. Excuse me, one person was killed this weekend in an accident at a nuclear power plant in Arkansas. How many of you ever heard this story? Yeah, there was an explosion at a power plant in Arkansas. According to the owner of the plant, part of a generator fell apart as it was being moved at the plant. Plant was shut down. The news media doesn't tell you this. The person who was killed wasn't killed by anything that has anything to do with the fact that it was a nuclear power plant. The generator fell on this guy and killed him. But if you look at the headline, one dead, three injured after Arkansas nuclear power plant accident. So what do you get from that headline?
So you're thinking like meltdown,
right,
radiation, like glow in the dark people sort of
yes.
stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Not true at all. But it's just more of the same.
It's the way the news loves to play it. How can we headline this?
So people will read it.
So that people will get scared to death and want to read. You know what? I'm sorry, guys. I'm just turning my head.
Turn it off.
Because it gets so old.
Yeah. It
death,
does. It's
murder,
just old,
rape. Just,
old,
it's,
old, 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 old. Okay. That's a lot of food for thought. And we've had a lot of good balance here today, haven't we? Good stuff? Mediocre stuff?
It's all right.
Bad stuff?
So-so stuff.
For a Monday.
So-so
stuff. Right.
Not bad. Monday stuff.
All right. Let me help you make your teeth whiter. Power swabs. Seems easy to toss out those old messy trays and the strips. This is so easy. You swab your teeth today, and tomorrow it'll be whiter. The teeth, they will be whiter and brighter. Clinical studies show, on average, your teeth will show 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes. Use it for a week, and they'll be 6 shades whiter. And this is not like the normal bleach whiteners. Imagine putting bleach. Why would you do that? Can you imagine? You know what the bleach does to your clothing, right? You put the whites in the wash, and you use bleach to get out all the stains. So some Moroni figures, okay, well, if we can get the white cleaner in a T-shirt, we can certainly do the same thing with your teeth. Hello? I don't think so. Power Swabs uses a naturally derived tooth detergent that's made from coconut juice, coconut oil. It works so wonderfully well on all, whether your natural teeth, bonding, veneers, caps, crowns. Here's how you try it risk-free. Call 800-865-7602. 800-865-7602. Learn how to save 50% off the retail price. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen. They give you 50% off of the Power Swabs purchase. 800-865-7602. Whiter teeth, 5 minutes away. 800-865-7602.
If you're lost in a
home, or you're singing, it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again.
Carry on.
HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax.
the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability. Restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com. As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
That's the sound of Celsin Science wiping out dandruff. Introducing Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Feel it get to the root of dandruff and gently whisk scalp irritation away with soothing vitamins B5, E, and essential oils. Now when you style your hair, it feels oh so good to the touch. New Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Science for your scalp. Use as directed.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
The Next Step and Good Day program for April 1st. We've been giving you some ideas about what you can do with your children. Here's a good one. Take a hard-boiled egg, peel it, and put it into your child's glass of milk before you serve it to them this morning.
And everybody's got plenty of hard-boiled eggs laying around right now.
Yeah, exactly, for Easter, that's right. Is the Easter egg roll on the White House lawn today?
Right now. It's happening right now.
Happens on a Monday?
It didn't get cut because of all of the things.
Oh, my God. Isn't that wonderful?
One of the things you got to be careful about, though, some bosses, if you're new in a place you don't know the boss that well, I would not advise you to play a joke or a prank on him or her. 68% of executives consider April Fool's pranks unsuitable for the office, according to a study by the Creative Group.
Oh, no, I give bonus points for them here at Radio America.
Only 3% of bosses think they're appropriate. No place in the workplace for April Fool's pranks, says Kenna Griffin, author of a media career advice blog.
No.
Payoff of the joke is not great enough for the potential consequences.
A boring place to work.
Hey, listen, you know, there's a lot of bosses.
Points. Unless you lie and take the day off.
Right.
Then you get fired.
Yeah. Okay, well, just be careful. Know your boss. That's it. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor.
just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Through today only, emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries, or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends today at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Can you play this on the piano?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah. Everybody can play this on the piano.
Really? I don't know that I've ever tried. Marvin Hamlisch, who was responsible for a lot of great movie themes and television themes and just a lot of great music.
This is the piano equivalent to Smoke on the Water by Foghat.
Really?
On guitar, yeah.
Okay, and everybody knows that. We can play some.
Of course, right.
Right, exactly, right on top of it. This movie that it comes from, the Sting won 7 Oscars during this week in 1974, and this was one of them for Best Music. How many of us think about the Sting? What classic movies? Butch Cassidy, these two guys,
yeah.
You'd wonder why they didn't do more. I think they only did 3 movies together. And I can't remember what the third one was. Kenny, can you?
I think it was just 2.
Was it just those 2?
Yeah, I think it was just those 2.
They planned on doing a third, but it never materialized.
Never materialized.
And Newman passed away.
Yeah. All right, well, anyway, but he's back in the market again, interestingly enough. Not Newman, obviously.
Redford.
Robert Redford has made it known that he wants to get back onto the screen, and so he's been offered 3 or 4 different projects. Pretty interesting to see how this stuff comes around, but he's very...
Well, actually, no, he has a movie coming out in the next couple of weeks. It's called The Company. I'm not sure the whole title. Him and Shia LaBeouf, Robert Redford stars and directed the film.
Yeah.
And then he reportedly is in negotiations to be in the in Captain America 2, and then some of the other Marvel comic films.
Yeah, be good and stuff like that. All right, anyway, let's get to our contest. Chuck will have the results of the box office and what won at the box office this weekend. I'm sure it's probably that G.I. Joe thing. Meanwhile, we've got 3 cuts from a movie that was number 1 during this week in the year 2010, so 3 years ago. Put your head into gear and listen to this.
Most people would leave. Not us. We're Vikings. We have stubbornness issues.
Kind of guess this is an
animated
animated movie, right, Chucker?
I'm not sure what if it is.
Yeah.
I probably won't get it because I'm not a big animated fan.
All right, let's try another clue here.
I have to go with the kids, and I don't recognize it yet. Let me hear number 2.
Now, you're thinking about this all wrong. It's not so much what you look like, it's what's inside that he can't stand.
888-302-3684. Anybody got it?
Nope.
No?
I do.
You do.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah, well, Kenny got it because he cut it.
Oh.
Kenny's the one responsible for putting these together, so he gets it. All right, last cut.
If you ever want to get out there to fight dragons, you need to stop all
this.
But you just pointed to all of me. Yes, that's it. Stop being all of you.
888.
Oh, is that green guy?
No.
Not the Hulk.
888-30.
So it's not Shrek?
Shrek.
No.
Hulk. 888-302-3684. Name the movie, get the prize here on Good Day. Chucker, prize that he is, tells us who won the prize at the box office in a moment here on Good Day.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
The sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Hi, Chucker. G.I. Joe, what do you expect this weekend?
Yeah, no surprise. G.I. Joe Retaliation with Bruce Willis and Dwayne The Rock Johnson opened number one, $41.2 million in business. It's a pretty good number. Overseas, it doubled at $80 million, so it's off to a good start. The animated movie The Croods, $26.5 million, $80 million in 2 weeks. That's a solid number. Plays second. Tyler Perry's new film Temptation, Confessions of a Marriage Counselor, at $22.3 million, to place third. Olympus Has Fallen, place fourth. I like this film a lot.
I do too. Yeah, I'm with you on that one, Chucker. I liked Olympus Has Fallen a good deal. I think you were right about Gerard Butler brings him back around.
That's yes, a absolutely. Good,
yeah, it's
Aaron Eckhart's good in that movie too.
Yeah,
The Great and Powerful round at the top five. I saw two movies over the weekend. One was The Host, sci-fi teen movie based on Stephanie Meyer's novel, The Twilight Fame. I thought it was awful. And Admission with Tina Fey, I just saw yesterday. I thought it was bad. I did not like it at all. Big disappointment for me.
That's not the premise of it. And that guy, what is his name, Rudd?
Paul Rudd.
Leaves me so cold. My God. Some of these guys, there's four or five guys
the
like him.
The movie does not work at all.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
All right, here's Pepe. What's the name of the movie that we had audio from, Pepe?
That's How to Train Your Dragon.
How to Train Your Dragon, number one during this week in 2010.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.